a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the River Bandits, and here's reason number 16 why you ought to come to Modern Woodman Park and see the Bandits play. We use no robots. Even our umpires are very much human. Sometimes I kind of wish we did use robots. I invite you to come cheer on the River Bandits and give the umps an earful. Now, enjoy an earful of the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
Here we go. It's the Top 5 Things podcast, everybody. We're going to spend the entire hour breaking down what happened on last night's Game of Thrones. Darren, your reaction.
Is Game of Thrones...
Yeah.
I know that it's like softcore porn, but is it Survivor? Is it an actual game? Is it the Hunger Games, essentially?
I think you raised some interesting points. Yes and yes.
Okay, so that's why people like this so much.
Is that why you like this show so much?
It's a reality show that shows wieners.
There's a lot of characters. There's not been a lot of wieners. They've kind of tamed down the whole boobs and wieners thing the last couple of years. Mm. Last couple seasons, there's been a lot less of that. I mean, when you watch the first season or two, that's all it is. And I wonder if it was almost like, okay, now that we got him hooked, we don't need to show boobs and wieners all the time. Lots of butts, too. Boobs, butts, and wieners.
50 Shades of Wieners.
It was, yeah. I mean, there was one scene so far this season where a guy had three hookers on him. But that
boy,
was almost like...
What did that cost?
Oh, and I guess there was another scene where another character got naked. But, by and large, they've kind of toned down the... It's not as much Red Shoe Diaries as it used to be. It's more just straight
up... More dragons?
Oh, lots more dragons.
Lots more dragons.
Oh, my God. Last
Good
night, the dragons
you.
Were so great. It was...
Who has the dragons?
Daenerys Stormborn, first of her name, and, well, the Night King has one
so
as well.
So she has a collection of dragons.
She has three.
She houses the dragons.
Yes, but you have to understand, dragons have not been seen in Westeros for centuries.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. She's the unburnt. She's Khaleesi. She's first of her name, Queen of the Andals and the First Men. Oh,
I really
could do an hour just talking about last night's episode, but...
was it the best ever?
Okay, you make fun of me, but it really was.
Was it the best one ever?
So satisfying.
Oh, good.
So satisfying. Those of you who are throners
as satisfying
with boners like me, you know what I'm talking about.
As satisfying as Dr. Pimple Popper?
That's a different kind of satisfaction, and that's a satisfaction, I think, for weirdos. I watched 5 minutes of Dr. Pimple Popper because I thought, this really can't be a TV show, right?
Oh, sure it can.
This guy came in with a tit on his back.
Ooh.
A lady's boob growing on his back.
Can I get rid of this, please, somehow?
And he wanted to get rid of it, and
yeah, I'll get rid of it.
She was joking around like, are you sure?
You're very popular with slow dancing.
I mean, this is a thing.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Top 5 Things.
Can I talk you out of this?
You know, this summer marks 25 years that you have kept a Pepsi continuously cold. It's 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the silver anniversary of Woodstock 25.
Of insanity?
Yeah. 25 years. So that also means that it's the 25th anniversary of Woodstock 25, the greatest of all the Woodstocks. I don't think there can be any argument about
that.
Sure. They were going to try and do another Woodstock.
The 50th anniversary.
Number 50.
Of the first one.
Right.
Not the best one, the first one.
3 days of peace, hope, love, and drugs, right? Isn't that the whole peace, love, and music?
But
3 days of peace, love, and music. Your lineup is The Killers, Miley Cyrus, Santana, The Lumineers, The Raconteurs, Robert Plant, John Fogerty,
Richie Havens,
Chance the Rapper. Richie Havens no longer with us.
Oh.
But Country Joe McDonald was going to show up to this thing for some reason. This is a who's who of who's who.
He's still trying to end Vietnam.
Greta Van Fleet, Sturgill Simpson, Portugal the Man, Jay-Z, Halsey, Imagine Dragons, The Zombies, The Black Keys, so many more artists. And they were originally going to put these tickets on sale last week. Again, Woodstock 50 happening at Watkins Glen, New York, which also it's worth pointing out is really nowhere near where Woodstock happened. It's in the same state.
You kids don't know that.
Right? But it's not at the farm or near where the actual event happened. August 16th, 17th, and 18th. Again, quite a lineup. And tickets for Woodstock 50 were supposed to go on sale last week.
Mm-hmm.
That date got pushed back to this week
uh-huh.
Because they didn't secure a mass gathering permit from the New York State Department of Health for the Watkins Glen International Speedway, the site of the festival.
Uh-huh.
So they postponed the ticket sales, and then people were saying, you know, this probably doesn't bode well for the festival. And the festival says, well, that's just more rumors. Everything's going great. And then a half an hour ago, they announced, yeah, no, they're canceling.
No, we're
going
to cancel this.
They're going to go ahead and pull the trigger on this. There will be no Woodstock 50. The whole thing has been canceled.
Woodstock,
this was a bad idea.
Still the greatest ever.
The greatest of all the Woodstocks. I don't think anyone can argue. They did another Woodstock. Did they do Woodstock 2000 or?
No, that was the Blues Brothers.
Oh, that was just as bad. There was a third Woodstock, and that was one where there was just sexual assaults everywhere. Right?
Okay.
When was that? Was that Woodstock 2000? How many Woodstocks have there been? I think there have been three. Right?
Okay.
Although, there's Woodstock and there's Woodstock 2, the movies. I remember those being, I always wanted to grab those when we went to the video store, like, what's Woodstock 2? Turns out it was just extra footage they had.
Woodstock.
Yeah, right. Right. So now, I guess there's some argument about whether or not the thing has been canceled or not. But most of the organizers seem to agree that it's been canceled. I don't know. Did you already cut checks to the... to the bands, it's canceled.
Is this being run by the same guy who had that, what was it, the Fire Festival? Or
right, the Fry Festival?
The Fry Festival.
Yeah. I think it is.
Get him involved.
There was a Woodstock 1999. That was the one where people died and basically all the women got raped. So Woodstock 95 and then Woodstock 99. Woodstock 94 was the fun one where Green Day got hit with all of the
mud.
The mud. That was cheeky and fun. And then these kids in 99 just ruined it.
I say just keep trying. Some people will tell you that Godfather 3 is the best.
No one has ever said that in the history of words. No one has ever made the case.
Oh, I think there's several people that will sit you down and will claim that Godfather 3, definitely the best out of all of them.
And no one's ever said that. In fact, I believe you're the first person to ever think that. Certainly the first person to say it out loud. And I know you're doing a bit, but you really believe there's someone on earth that would argue?
Bits.
You think somebody, do the mime, do the bird. Yeah. Mime is money, do the bird. Do you think there really is somebody that thinks that that's the best?
Well, there's got to be.
That doesn't make any sense, though. I don't know how you could watch the Godfather movies and come away with it saying, you know, number three is really the greatest.
You know, it's nuanced and everything, but...
Again, Godfather 3 is a
good... I really like Michael's hair in that one.
Godfather 3 is a good movie. It's just a terrible Godfather movie. If you watched it on its own, it's just fine. The Brady Bunch is in the news because Marsha Brady has to alert people to the dangers of not getting their kids vaccinated.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Marsha Brady, played by, is it Maureen McCormick?
Yes.
Maureen McCormick has to say, I can't believe I got to be out here talking to you dummies about getting your kids vaccinated. You know, all I tried to do...
Jan probably didn't do it just to spite her.
These anti-vax maniacs are saying, look, there's that episode of the Brady Bunch where the kids all get measles and everyone's fine. And that's what Mrs. Brady knows what to do.
They have measles?
Yeah, there's an episode called Is There a Doctor in the House?
It wasn't chicken pox, it was measles?
The whole family gets sick. Mrs. Brady, Florence Henderson, who I will point out is a friend of the show. Mrs. Brady
was a friend.
She's no longer with us?
No.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Went by the way of Richie Haven.
What? They both died?
Yes.
At the same time?
Well, I...
Are you saying there was some sort of pact?
At the hand of Richie Haven.
In the episode, the whole family is sick with measles. First, Peter gets sent home from school, and Carol says that, you know, Peter's symptoms are a slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile, because Peter doesn't have to go to school for a couple days. And then the rest of the kids all come down with measles. Right?
Well, Greg had the clap, but still.
Well,
but they did keep him home from school.
And Mrs. Brady had crabs, which she got from the mayor of New York City. But that was another story for another time.
And she thought it was important to tell everybody.
Mm-hmm. At one point in the show, Marsha Brady says, if you have to get sick, sure can't beat the measles. And all the other kids are happy because, you know, with measles, you don't have to take any medicine or get shots. The thought of shots just makes Jan groan. She doesn't like that idea. So people who think vaccines are the devil because they're stupid.
Because they hate the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. These anti-vax maniacs are saying, see, the Brady Bunch, you just stayed home. You didn't go to the doctor.
How much more proof do
Everything
you need?
Was great. So now Maureen McCormick has to come out and go, okay, stop with this. She says, I think it's really wrong when people use people's images today to promote whatever they want to promote and the person's image they're using. They haven't asked. They have no idea where they stand on the issue. As a mother, my daughter was vaccinated. Having the measles was not a fun thing. I remember it spread through my family. She means her actual family, not the Brady Bunch.
Which doesn't carry nearly as much weight.
Right.
Who cares about your family?
The year this particular episode of the Brady Bunch came out, Darren, would you like to guess what year this Brady Bunch episode came out?
That would have been back
if
in
you had to guess.
Late 60s, early 70s. I don't know,
1969? 69, dudes!
Undefeated. Undefeated.
The episode was called Measles the Weasel.
No, it was called Is There a Doctor in the House? And
they were all bitten by a weasel,
mm-hmm.
named Measles,
mm-hmm.
and that's how they got it.
Well, that's the problem, too. It's a sitcom from 1969. People get sick in the episode, and by the end, everyone's fine. And, like, the worst thing is they don't have to go to school, and they sit around and they play Monopoly all day. So these anti-vaxxers are like, see? Don't need to go get no... Some doctor ain't gonna tell me how to live my life. See? Brady Bunch are just fine. And the actress who plays Marcia is saying, I had measles. It wasn't fine. That was a stupid show. And get your kids vaccinated, dummies. I love that she, too, has this attitude like, I can't believe as Marcia Brady, I got to come out and say this to you idiots.
But I'm gonna.
But here I am. Here I am. I got to throw a football in all your faces and so you know what pain
friend,
is.
Here's my friend Joe Namath. I want to kiss you.
Oh, you're fantastic,
You
Marcia.
Might have the measles, but I want to kiss you.
You want to get into the top five things? Joe Namath is not under the
we
impression
should, because
that the measles
right now, you know what's
going somehow sexually transmitted.
Because right now we are struggling. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350.
Also, I want to kiss you.
Thank you. It's allowed.
Struggling.
Right now going on, enter their Mama Knows Best advice contest.
That's a little thing I do when I'm trying to decide if I've had too much to drink. I just say the word struggling.
Yes.
And if I add an extra G sound, I know it's time to get some water. I'm not suggesting I'm going to quit drinking, but I do
but
need
I
to
am
hydrate.
I get a little bit of water.
I do need to hydrate.
Right
now, at my age, my goodness.
Right now, follow Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry on Instagram and like their Facebook page. Submit a quote from Mom by May 9th to win her a $500 gift card from Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. A random winner is going to be selected on May 10th, so you can also upload a picture of you and your mom for an extra chance to win. Also, purchase your Mother's Day gift now at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry and receive a free La Camisinos chocolate, a jewelry cleaner, and a jewelry diamond pen. Visit Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry on this Saturday, May 4th, during their Village in Bloom that's going on in the Village of East Davenport, and enjoy some free refreshments while that's going on. They are open. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday. We'll leave a message at 10 o'clock. Make sure you check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their grilled Italian Like It Hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and onions. It's absolutely delicious. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink, and of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number one.
Number one.
All right, so number one, I don't know if you saw this, but Robert Kraft, when he got pulled over by the cops after getting allegedly some sort of off-the-menu Asian massage.
Uh-huh.
And apparently there's a video of him, and there are people right now, think about this, as you're going about your day, there are people on both sides of this fighting about whether or not we should have access to watching Robert Kraft get a hand job in a massage parlor.
Talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah. No. This
now
is,
that's...
No. His car was pulled over after it left the day spa. Robert Kraft's white Bentley was pulled over.
For a separate reason?
I think they did the stop as he pulled away from the spa so they could get some information about him, because they knew they had him on tape and they wanted to get some information.
Mm-hmm.
So the cop pulls him over, and Robert Kraft's move is to say, "Hey, I bet you root for the Dolphins, huh?" Because this is down in Palm Beach County.
Sure.
And
you know why they call it Palm Beach?
I never connected that, of course. Your Honor, a truth in advertising. My client was lured to your county. You call it Palm Beach, of course he's going to expect a hand job in a massage parlor. So he says, "Hey, I bet you're a Dolphins fan, huh? What do you think of this?" And proceeds to show off his Super Bowl rings.
Oh, this works every time.
"Yeah, are you a Dolphins fan?" He then told the officer that he was the owner of the Patriots and said,
"You got your rings with you?"
Yes.
You actually wear those rings?
Yes. Well, why wouldn't he? He's got six of them now, right? He asked an officer whether he was a Dolphins fan and then told the officer he was the owner of the Patriots and said that his driver was being nice by taking him somewhere. He then showed him the Super Bowl ring. He was asked his identity. He said Robert Kraft, and then showed his driver's license. He then returned to the day spa the next day. So they pull him over after he leaves the day spa. They're like, what are you doing?
I like the day spa.
I bet you're a Dolphin fan. And I'm going back tomorrow, by the way. If you think I'm not going back for another little bit of anything I want, you're crazy.
Wasn't it imperative that he get back to work?
Wouldn't you think after, like, I'm just saying, you're not the kind of guy that would visit a massage parlor for a rub and tug.
You don't know that.
I do know that. And I'll tell you why. Not for any moral reasons. You're not coming up with $60 for that.
Not a chance.
So here's the thing.
Not a chance.
Right?
Now, if I have a gift card,
right,
sure.
Right. You're not going to change your own oil, but this you can do on your own for $60 an hour. My point is this.
Look at the money I'm making.
Let's say you get a hand job and the cop pulls you over and is asking you a lot of questions as you're pulling out of the day spa,
uh-huh.
Right? You go back to the day spa the next day for another hand job?
If you own an NFL team, do.
I mean, I bet you like the Dolphins. I own a team in their division. Ever heard of them? New England Patriots? Hundreds of people have been charged in a sting involving several massage parlors and day spas. It's easy to get hundreds when you're pulling them over as they leave the parking lot and they go back the next day. Like a moth to the hand job flame.
It's just that good.
Kraft now facing two misdemeanor counts of soliciting prostitution. He's pled not guilty and requested a jury trial. What's your big plan? You're going to show all the jurors your Super Bowl rings? You think it's got magic powers?
Listen, I didn't solicit anything. I just went in there and paid.
Two.
There was no soliciting going on.
I didn't go door to door.
It wasn't. Yeah. I'm not Gene Rayburn.
What am I, some kind of monster? Number two on the top five things. All right, so McDonald's has an app that you can have on your phone. And the idea is you can
order food.
You can order McDonald's on your phone.
You can also do that at the drive-thru.
Yeah, I don't understand this. I downloaded it once just to see what it was about, to see if, would it make sense to order ahead and then go pick up the food?
Oh, good, now my food's cold.
Right, it didn't make sense. But this was the problem when downloading the app. They're saying, put your credit card number in and you can just pay for everything on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you must think I'm pretty stupid. I'm not giving McDonald's my credit card number over the phone. Well, it turns out I was right.
Mm-hmm.
Because fraudsters are gaining access to your McDonald's app and then running big bills.
Yes, they are.
They call him the Quebec Hamburglar, and he struck again, racking up more than $2,000 worth of meals at different McDonald's in Montreal. This time, someone got stuck with a bill, $2,000.
Does he have the little wraparound mask that ties in the back?
Well, here's the
thing. He always has to.
This is the thing. One of your mascots is a guy that steals hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't blame the victim. But if you steal hamburgers from McDonald's, you brought this on yourself. Also, don't give McDonald's your credit card information on a phone. What are you doing? This guy pulled off a scam by infiltrating this guy's mobile McDonald's account, which was linked to his debit card, then used the app to order more than 100 meals for pickup between April 12th and the 18th. McFlurries, Big Macs, McNuggets, and because this is Quebec, poutine. Ooh. I'd like to see some poutine down here. The fantastic.
I don't think that's
make that happen
legal in this country.
Well, sure it is. Didn't we have a remember there was a poutine place one of the Mallards had?
Yeah.
Was that open for like 3 weeks?
Yes.
Turns out this isn't Canada.
No.
Nice idea.
And not even Southern Canada.
Yeah, they're saying if you live in Canada, do not use the McDonald's app and put payment information into it. There are a lot of other victims in the Toronto area. Well, if they're doing it up there, they're certainly doing it here as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just love the fact that this guy, between the 12th and the 18th, ordered 100 different meals.
And that's not suspicious.
$2,000 worth of meals. I don't know what you do with all of that food. I understand if you steal something, like if you steal credit cards.
You feed the NBA champions is what you do with that sort of amount of food. If you can get them to come. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
Well, yeah, they have no problem visiting the prime minister. It's our guy they don't, it's our guy they don't want to visit.
Yeah. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today, and you'll have access to every podcast we've ever done and also specialty programming, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. And if you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, for a place of business or event, call 563-284-2331. Or you can also email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. Don't forget, when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio, and you'll receive a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one.
This is a public service announcement. For those that don't want to participate in that smokeout, smoke all the cigarettes you want. Because they're taking our rights away and everything else, so what's next? I think we've had enough. We've got to stand up like we used to do in the 70s and protest. And so we can smoke in bars and have our rights back. Because these poor bar owners are hurting. And this has been a Amazing Larry.
But remember, I'm grandfathered in.
That's not how that works. That's not at all how that works. Do you see in Illinois now you got to be 21 to buy smokes?
That's in effect now?
It goes into effect July 1st.
Gotcha.
Yeah, in Chicago for years it's been you got to be 21 to buy smokes. Mm-hmm. You also have to be independently wealthy to buy smokes. What is it, like $9 a pack nowadays?
Probably.
No, thanks.
Yeah, it's maybe cracked the $10.
We have a policy on the show that we don't do stories where animals get hurt or killed. But I have to share this with you, okay, because I'm dying to get your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Australia is trying to kill millions of stray cats by airdropping poison sausages made out of kangaroo meat.
Why do they think it's only the cats that are going to eat this?
Well, it's a good question, and I don't know the answer to that. The Australian government wants to kill 2 million feral cats by next year, and they're doing it by airdropping poison sausage. They say there's somewhere between 2 to 6 million free-roaming cats. Now, cats...
Wasn't that the name of the band at Hooters?
The what? The
poison sausage? No, wait. Poised.
The best reaction they got was when they didn't play.
The best reaction was silence.
The best thing was when people ignored them. They want to reduce the impact. Cats are not native to Australia. They've got their own ecosystem, right?
Now, the stray cats are back as well together,
which,
right?
I think is fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm
they're back
spending...
celebrating 40 years or something?
Yes. That first record dropped in 81, right? So,
but they might have formed.
That could be. I've been on a real 90s music jag lately, and all that swing garbage, what were we thinking? And
You're not down with the squirrel nut zippers?
No. Oh, it's awful. It's awful. At the time, I thought I got a kick out of it. At the time, I thought, this is really neat.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Look at me in my zoot suit.
Right. Well, there was the Cherry Poppin' Daddies with the Zoot Suit Riot.
That's right.
You had your Brian Setzer Orchestra. Basically, this is what happened. We all saw a Gap commercial we liked and thought, let's make that a thing.
Let's bring it back.
Let's do that. Let's listen to horns. And I don't know if it was a reaction to grunge or what it was, but there was a year and a half there in the 90s, and I had to play that stuff. And at the time, again, I say had to, I thought it was kind of cool and different then. The only stuff, like Real Big Fish, I still like. The stuff that's more ska-leaning I can go towards.
Now, you're still okay with Chumbawamba, aren't you?
I never loved that, and you know that perfectly well. I tried to get fired over Chumbawamba.
As a matter of fact, I got charged with Chumbawamba.
Can you believe it?
It's an actual crime.
So, they've got these free-roaming cats. Now, here's the thing. These cats are doing all kinds of damage. They say that the cats are...
Too much damage.
Well, they are directly responsible or a major contributor to the extinction of 27 different mammals there in Australia. So, I mean, if you love animals, you got to love all animals,
they
right?
They have a certain appetite for destruction.
That's what it is. So they are baiting these cats with lethal sausages made out of kangaroo meat, chicken fat, herbs, spices, and poison, something called 1080. I think without the poison, this sounds like something you would...
I was going to say, I've heard worse.
This would be a good way to poison Darren.
How much poison?
Can I build up a tolerance? They also, along with the sausages that they're dropping out of helicopters, they also have these murder bots that drive around the Australian outback.
And slay cats?
They spray a poison, and then when the cat goes to groom itself, it ingests the poison and dies.
Huh.
Now I know you don't like stories where animals die, but keep in mind these animals are killing all these other creatures there in Australia, and these poor Australian mammals are hurting. Obviously, there are people that are very opposed to this, saying it's very cruel to do this, but. You know, they've got an ecosystem there, and it's very much in danger because you got 6 million cats roaming around the countryside.
Think of all the kangaroos they have to slaughter to make these treats.
Do they grow kangaroos? Do they have, like, farms? Or
yes, as opposed to Pepperidge Farms, they have kangaroo farms.
My question is, if you're getting kangaroo meat, are those all wild?
They're not free-range kangaroos.
Like, all right, the other day, I was at my grocery store, and I noticed, and I had never seen this before, I was spending some time in the butcher's case, and they had...
You should not... They allowed you in the butcher's case?
No, I wasn't behind the case. Okay. I was just looking at the various meats.
I got in the case.
Yeah,
somehow.
And I put myself in there, and I thought, how much a pound should I ask for so that I'll move myself? No, they had venison on the shelves. Now, venison, usually that's something you got to know somebody to get, right? Or you go to like a very specific butcher shop. This is at Hy-Vee. They had venison.
Yeah, I know.
I thought that's crazy.
It's the sort of thing you would find like a cattleman's meat market.
Yes.
But not necessarily Hy-Vee.
Well, it was there.
It was there. Okay.
It was there. So let me ask you this. Is that hunted venison? Or is there like now a place where they grow deer for the purpose of taking them out and eating them?
I don't know. I wouldn't think there could be deer farms, I suppose.
Are there kangaroo farms in Australia where they grow the kangaroos specifically for the meat? Or, I mean, that's kind of like deer down there, right? Like, don't they just come out at night and hit your car and whatnot? I have a lot of questions, Darren.
I don't have any answers.
Four.
It's not your job to have answers.
We shouldn't team up this way.
All right. How about this? A mother in Uganda is looking for some help. She's had quadruplets a number of times, and she now finds she's struggling to provide for her 38 children.
I bet.
Mariam Napaganzi gave birth to twins a year after she was...
If you've got any of those leftover kangaroo sausages, help a sister out.
She gave birth to twins a year after she was married off at the age of 12. Five more sets of twins followed, along with four sets of triplets... And five sets of quadruplets.
One father? Any mention of dad?
You know, he doesn't... He's not in the story, really.
Mm.
Not really in the story. That seems weird.
Lee, 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 lee.
Her first sets of twins were born. She went to a doctor who told her she had unusually large ovaries. And they said, you know, you might want to go on the... I could give you birth control pills, but that could cause health problems.
They're the size of pool balls.
So, you got a couple of pool balls in your ovaries. Family sizes are at their largest in Africa. In Uganda, the fertility rate averages out at 5.6 women per woman. That's the average in Uganda. 5.6 children per woman. Yes. The global average is 2.4. In Uganda, 5.6 is the average. But even in Uganda, the size of this woman's family makes her an extreme outlier. Her last pregnancy had complications. And a couple of the kids died in childbirth. But still, her husband, who's often absent for long stretches, has abandoned her. And his name is now a family curse. So like when you want to swear, you just say the dad's name. The dad who left her alone with 38 kids.
Well, it doesn't sound like he left her at he left her at 38. He might have been there through 35 or something. But there is a tipping point.
My tipping point would have been like 6. We're going to take up some other new hobby. We're going to be really good at ping pong or something. Are you kidding me?
I'm not going to marry some woman who's got 3 kids of her own when I've already got 3 kids.
How in the world? 38 kids. Oh, she's overwhelmed, it says. And her eldest child is 23 years old, dropped out of school when the money ran out. Good God. This story, it goes on, and it's just soul-crushing, all the stuff that has happened to this family. But she's a single mother providing for 38 children, and apparently it's a bit of a challenge.
Not providing a lot, but providing.
How do you even remember 38 kids' names?
How did we just go through that box of cereal?
How do you not live in a shoe? That would be my gimmick if I were this woman. I'd live in a shoe and then have people come and visit
me. I just bought a case of pop and it's already gone. Well, yes.
It didn't make it to the car, for Christ's sakes.
Didn't make it to the checkout. We can't have anything nice.
Number five.
It's already gone.
She walks into the grocery store, the Ugandan equivalent of Hy-Vee. She walks in, just goes right to the cash register and says, what did they do?
Yeah.
And she's been there 10 seconds.
What's the point in buying a dozen eggs?
There's no point.
No, there's no point.
Finally, the people at Samsung have a new television they want people to buy. It's a television that's made for millennials.
What good is buying a dozen eggs for you kids?
Good as doing anything. How do you clean a house? You know, I mean, even if like you have 10 kids that are neat freaks.
You got to, at midnight, you start packing lunches. And you still never get done in time.
That's all I picture her
doing. That's all I do is
she's just constantly making sandwiches. They come in shifts. 38
kids. What can I do?
38 kids. Dad took off. And here's the thing. I'm not here to stand up for absentee dads, right?
No.
I'll tell you.
You kind of see his point there.
I'm going to tell you this right now. If my wife decided to have another 37 kids, I'd be out of here.
And you know what? You know,
I'd be out of here like nobody's business.
You know what might be a good idea, too?
Uh-huh.
Leaving Uganda.
There's a lot you can do to fix the situation.
I'm going
to
turn things around right now.
The TV division at Samsung.
I'm going to get rid of my Ia Mean poster. I don't need it anymore.
They're selling something they call a television for millennials. Now, this is the idea. They call it the Sero, which means vertical in Korean.
It only shows The Office.
No. So I want you to picture a television set. Now turn it vertically so it looks like your phone.
Oh, okay.
They're saying all these millennials want to do is watch stuff. Everything is shot from that angle.
Yes.
Because everyone's using their phones.
Yeah, that's what
so
they want to
see. So Samsung is now making a television
that looks like that.
So kids can watch their phone vertically. The people at Samsung creating a vertical. Look at this. That's a television.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like a floor length mirror. What are you doing? It will be available in South Korea, and right now it's priced at 189,000 won. I don't know what that is in real money. I could find out, I suppose.
It's like, whoa.
What is going on?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't know what. Let me see how much that is. To real money, 189,000 won would be, this is a flat screen TV that you just turned vertically. This isn't bad. $163.
See, any sort of currency that has that gets that high is stupid.
Yeah. $163 isn't bad for a brand new Samsung television.
Why don't you say $163?
Yeah.
Or 163, whatever.
Well, when I read 189,001, I thought, who are these millennials that need? I guess that makes sense for $170 after tax, probably, huh? That's going to do it for this installment of David Darren's Top 5 Things.
The Top 5 Things podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio.
Whoa, what is going on?
I know it. On 53rd Street in Davenport, also 41st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. Don't forget to get those gift cards. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. That's what's happening at Capriati's Sandwich Shop. Mention Nacho Radio when you're there for lunch or dinner. You will get a medium sub, and you'll only have to pay for the price of a small one. We appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow.
Until then, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
And that's how she wrote.